Why do you think the record labels love CDs? Because they sound better. It's because it's been pretty much institutionalized. There are exceptions, but most artists get paid the same amount of money for every CD sold as they did for vinyl. So that extra $3, $4, or $5 that your CD costs goes into the pockets of the company, not go to the artist. It's not shared. It's not split in half or anything. So what we were saying to SST was, look, you're selling mostly CDs of our records. You're paying us this royalty rate. You're making $3, $4, or $5 profit. If you match us dollar for dollar, we'll still make money. You won't make as much, but you'll still make it.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, the owner of that label simply wouldn't discuss it with us. There was no discussion. It was just, here's an ultimatum. You guys handle it this way. I don't know, for people who are listening to this, if this is even that interesting. Perhaps this is all just boring infighting. But if you like music, you're a fan of music and all that, I think maybe understanding something about the business of it is kind of interesting. And in fact, the more you dig, the more you find that it is an incredibly exploitive, corrupt, cynical, and unethical business. And musicians are taking advantage of it every possible opportunity. I'm sure there are some rare exceptions on labels, but there's a book called Hitman by Frederick Dannen, which is an excellent book all about the way the major labels run. And the way songs get into the top 40, which is essentially through a mafia, kind of a mafia, the payola and all that.